This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau.
It's a little scary that he was two floors above me. We're right on the ninth floor, and no one had any idea, obviously.
A woman in Midtown Manhattan reacting to the news that 59-year-old architect Rex Hewerman has been arrested in connection with a string of murders on Long Island in 2010 and 2011. More from CBS's Michael George.
The Gilgo Beach murder case has long captivated people here on Long Island and beyond. Suffolk County officials recently created a special task force to investigate, enlisting the help of the FBI.
Their efforts, their dedication, it has never stopped.
Earlier in the day, police were seen removing evidence from Hewerman's home, to the surprise of those in the neighborhood.
Hewerman appeared in court this afternoon, and this just in, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds minutes ago signed a bill that bans abortions after 6 weeks in most cases. A court challenge is expected. California continues to bake, and KCBS reporter Matt Bigler says some folks are struggling trying to beat the heat.
Temperatures are expected to exceed 110 degrees in the Central Valley this weekend. Californians everywhere are trying to stay cool.
We're going to be in the water, so it's going to be good.
I would consider finding a relative, a friend who does have air conditioning.
Many parts for AC units are in short supply. Clint Ashworth is at the local Ace Hardware.
The warehouse is completely out because they're trying to supply all the stores. I'm sure the manufacturers, they're getting calls from everyone.
Death Valley could reach 131 degrees on Sunday, what would be the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Livermore, California.
Good news today for 800,000 Americans who have a total of $39 billion in student loan balances. Their remaining debt is being forgiven. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Biden administration is saying that the federal government made mistakes in how these loans were to be treated after borrowers with low income made a certain number of monthly payments. The loans should have been automatically forgiven, but the government failed to keep proper track and miscalculated what was owed.
The federal appeals court today temporarily blocked a lower court order that had sharply restricted some administration officials and federal agencies from contacting social media companies. Striking film and television actors are on the picket line today, among them SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher.
And if we don't take control of this situation from these greedy megalomaniacs, we are all going to be in threat of losing our livelihood.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up about 0.33%, S&P 500 down slightly, NASDAQ down about 0.25%. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and 93.5 Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A Chippewa Falls man is charged with 15 felonies after leading law enforcement on multiple chases in Washburn and Burnett counties last month. 50-year-old Chad Rollins received several recklessly endangering safety charges after leading deputies on a chase that reached speeds of 95 miles per hour, at one point going through a campground. He was arrested on June 26. The DNR has issued an air quality advisory statewide for Canadian wildfire smoke. The advisory goes through New on Sunday. Wildfire smoke arrives in northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening. The DNR said that the air quality will be unhealthy for people with medical conditions, but it won't be as bad as last month, which brought some of the worst air quality to the state in over a decade. Barron County officials said a rabies-infected bat was found in the county. It's the first confirmed case of rabies in an animal in Barron County since 2019. Officials said that you shouldn't go near wild animals, especially if they're not acting normally. If you do get bitten or scratched, wash the wound out right away with soap and water for 10 to 15 minutes. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, TGIF. I've never been so glad to welcome a Friday with you, my little buddy. How you doing, man?
Crudy, good to see you. Good to be here, man. It's I'm stoked. It's Friday. It's been a long week, and it's going to be a great weekend.
WAUK 540 AM Studios, the Shaw. Caw-caw, the Shaw.
Caw-caw.
We got our pal Anastasia producing for us today, and the phone numbers, well, singular. There's only one you need to know, 844-967-2789. That one works, and I assure you, it is Friday. This is live.
This is live. We're live. This
We're doing
time.
It live. Just in time for a big party weekend here in this city. Dom, Milwaukee, going nuts. Anastasia said, Harley Fest has taken over.
It is unbelievable. Of course, we have the construction as well. Now you got, you know, 100,000 bikes coming to town, right? Harley Davidson 120th
Can
anniversary.
You feel the thunder in your chest.
It's so much fun. And Brady Street, you know, my dearly beloved Brady Street, gonna be shut down. Bikes only for the next two nights.
What about electric scooters? Can they ride them amongst the Harley guys?
I think you can ride an electric scooter up and down. I think that's allowed. But it is on. Of course, Green Day performing tonight down at the Veterans Memorial Park for the Harley Davidson.
Wait, let me guess.
Birthday party.
You've got tickets.
I've got tickets.
You live the life of Riley. Yeah,
and then tomorrow, the Foo Fighters, man. And I think the Cult is opening up tonight. And who else we see? Joan Jett also tomorrow.
You have tickets for tomorrow as well?
I do, yes.
Did I mention I hate you?
But only general admission, man. You know, I didn't go all out this year. We'll see what happens.
What's general admission mean? You're back on the picnic tables?
They set it up. It's a pop-up, right? So it's I have no idea what the situation is going to be like when I walk in tonight.
You get to party with everyone else, but you have no access to bathrooms. That cost extra.
Yeah, right.
Pay toilets.
Oh, there'll be, you know, it's a summertime, man. It's porta potty time.
You know, there are some other big events coming up specifically. And Dom, we're going to highlight a big event coming up. This one. I'm adding this one forever to my summer calendar. Salmon-O-Rama. We are literally going to promote this fine event, Salmon-O-Rama. This is a big deal, and we're seeing it starts tomorrow. We got Nick Van Gompel going to join us here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about that. And you're going to Green Day? So you've got exciting plans. Crudy, not so much. I'm here Waukesha with you. That's about as... This will be the highlight of my weekend.
Story of your life, man. I am your highlight, Michael. You're welcome.
Just getting a live show on the radio for you, you know what I mean? And the audience, just to feel like we could accomplish that goal once this week. You know, that in and of itself, Dom, that makes it all worthwhile. The drive, the early start, the warm conditions. I'm wearing pants.
Man, what are you doing, man?
I had business meetings.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a businessman.
I got flip-flops and shorts.
You don't even know what a business is, Jerry.
Business.
You know, although I haven't opened my computer all day, not even prior to the show here. Like, you know, I knew I wasn't really going to try that hard because it's Friday.
It's Friday, baby. We can get through a Friday.
Dominic, it's also 1 year to the RNC. I feel kind of celebratory about that. It's going to be a big party, right? Coming to Milwaukee, better Milwaukee than Madison. Coming to your hometown.
Yeah.
I know you're not real excited. I'm excited that they're coming here and not to my town.
Yes. Yeah. I see how that is. Why wouldn't you want them in your town? You don't want the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or the Three Percenters or the Boogaloo Boys or name your white national Christian Nazi movement marching in your town, Crudy? But you're welcome them here in Milwaukee.
Well, I will welcome them here to Milwaukee.
No, they're not welcome. I don't welcome them.
Well, sure. That's just, you know, the Wisconsin welcome.
What does Obama say? How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad?
Dom, let me give the folks a little bit of the reporting because it's 1 year out, Dom. The 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 1 year away. It's like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. Now, I've been to a convention or two. It doesn't feel like 4 Super Bowls, does it? I mean, maybe from the broadcast production point of view, because there are a lot of moving parts.
Right.
A lot of speechifying.
Certainly.
A lot of quick hitters. And then some music. And then, you know, so from that point of view. But.
I've not been to a Super Bowl, Michael. But I got to tell you, the RNC in Cleveland.
Didn't feel like a
Super Bowl. No, man. There was literally like after Trump spoke, right?
There was no party.
There was no party. And there was a band between, you know, the two facilities, with the ballpark and the basketball stadium.
Quicken Loan Stadium and Jacobs Field,
and they had pop-up, you know, bars outside and a band great playing. Band. And there literally what? There was like nobody dancing. And then there was like 3 people dancing.
Maybe if they had Green Day or Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
Dom, it's a year to go before one of the biggest political shows on Earth. You know, the devil's advocates.
Hey.
Touches down for 4 days and nights in Milwaukee. I assure you, I will be here, even if it's on the basement futon at the Salvia's. The Republican National Convention will be held July 15th through 18th, 2024. And the event will bring 50,000 people to Milwaukee as Republicans gather to nominate their national ticket to take on the Democrats. Now, I would point out, Super Bowl is going to seat more like 100,000, right?
I know. This is what
How
I'm
is
saying.
How is that 4 Super Bowls?
Come on. Because it's the Republicans. They exaggerate a little bit sometimes, you know, and they take after their dear leader.
Former White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, who is the chairman of the host committee, says the event is so large, it's like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. No, it's not, because there's only 1 Super Bowl. Even the nomination process, there's one really big night when the candidate comes out and the balloons come down. We were in the Quicken Loans Arena when that happened for Trump back in 16.
The dreadful, dreary,
it was
sad night. The whole place, man, walking out, nobody smiling. Nobody was partying.
Of course, the DNC in 2020 was in Wilmington, Delaware, not Milwaukee. And that's why they're coming here, is really to troll this city. Yeah. Right? I mean, this was so predictable. The Republicans would come here entirely in an effort to troll your fair city. Here is a little more from your boy, Reince Priebus. Again, the chairman of the committee says the event is so large, it's hyperbolically like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. No, it's not. You know, because Super Bowls are more than 50,000 people, and this is like building up. If he said it's like building up to the Super Bowl, it's like an NFC championship game, an AFC champion, because the other nights are important. You meet the vice president, you featured different aspects about the candidacy or other surrogates, but they all can't be the Super Bowl, right?
I'm not sure they're even allowed to use the term Super Bowl.
Well, let's not get ourselves in trouble. It's still in the distance, a year to go. And in some ways, it's a little surreal. A little? Milwaukee getting this second chance at a big political show so quickly after the dashed dreams of 2020. Oh, my dreams were dashed. When the Democratic convention was turned virtual because of the pandemic, all the plans were scrapped but not forgotten as Milwaukee mounted its bid in the Republican convention and claimed the prize. They claimed their prize last August.
Did anybody else really want
it? No, not really. Not me and Chevy Johnson are the only two people in that I have spoken to that really do anything more than cringe. Preparations them have long been underway to fund, organize, and stage the event. The initial round of requests for proposals have already gone out. We did not request any. We didn't propose any. Ask Priebus what the scene will look like in Milwaukee over those 4 days next July, and he tries to make it personal. Of course, there will be plenty of politics, including the potential for some real fractious moments as Republicans scramble for the nomination. To Priebus, though, the convention, what's about relationships, Tom?
Yeah, like January 6th. A lot of relationship building going on then.
It's long enough that delegates and people and leaders from all over the world end up becoming part of the Milwaukee family. Now, leaders from all over the world, you know, the Democrats traditionally invite, you know, Democrats from America, but the Republicans, they're very encompassing. I swear to God, I saw a couple of guys at the Winking Lizard in Cleveland in 2016 in the Grease Zone. If their name wasn't Sergi, it should have been.
I mean, was Maria Butina around at the time too, right?
That's a whole different story. You're going to have to ask Scott Walker about his convicted spy ex-girlfriend. Anyways, on to the quotes from Priebus. And there's truly an opportunity for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin to take that real kinship and allow it to grow into future opportunities and growth for the area and the state. It's a growth opportunity, Dom. It's unique. It's extremely special. Again, this is a quote, not me. And I think it's very personal. You're going to take it very personal.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking it personal. We see the Confederate flags marching down the street. I'm going to take that personal.
The convention is also expensive. The host committee is charged with raising about $68 million to fund the event, which Trump will try to skim some portion of, right? Which doesn't just pay for production costs and venue rentals, but also a transportation system to ferry the delegates from hotels to arenas. A grant from the federal government is designed to pay for the blanket of security in the Green Zone down around the Pfizer Forum to the Baird Center. The convention facility, formerly called the Wisconsin Center, is undergoing a $456 million expansion project. Ooh. It's due to be completed next spring and will double its space. The fundraising's going very well, Priebus said, declining to give an overall dollar amount secured.
It's going great.
I'm not at all nervous about fundraising. Not nervous, but it's something that has to continue. It never stops.
No, it does not stop. We don't stop.
We can't.
We tick and we talk.
We won't, and we don't stop. Especially not on a Friday.
No.
We can make it through to 6 o'clock. We've got a fine guest joining us, Nick Van Gumpel. He is with the Salmonorama. We're going to tell you all about it. It's a fun thing to do this weekend. It's actually a multi-day event, we'll tell you. And Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Morning's Cannolis. Better bring us some cannolis here to the walk. The Shaw Studios, 5:40 a.m. Come on back with us. I know it's time for break. It's 5:40 a.m.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy with isolated storms around tonight. Some could be strong with brief gusty winds and hail. A low close to 60. Hazy sun tomorrow, high low 80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Isolated storms again around Sunday, breezy and near 80. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
From the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, and check out the Civic Media Universe. Download the app, civicmedia.us.
Dominic, we're going to promote a fun event this weekend. This is the first time I've heard of Salmon-O-Rama, but we're going to tell you all about it. We got a fine guest. He joins us right now, live via phone. His name, Nick Van Gompel. Nick, tell us all about it. First and foremost, how do you pronounce it? Is it Salmon-O-Rama or Salmon-O-Rama, sir?
I always say Salmon-O-Rama, and it seems to go over pretty well, so I'll stick with that.
All right.
I prefer the more traditional pronunciation as you use it. Nick, thanks for joining us today. Always looking forward to some Friday events. And this one is based primarily out of Racine, sir. Is that the case? And it starts tomorrow?
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, thanks for having me on. The event is headquartered out of Racine, Wisconsin, but it's actually open to all of Lake Michigan. So there's going to be weigh-in stations in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and throughout Wisconsin, bordering the lake, obviously. But they're all listed on the Salmon-O-Rama website. So if you're curious where you might be able to go buy a ticket before the event gets started, you can either do that online or at some of those weigh-in stations. But all those weigh-in stations are listed, so you can check them out and know right where you got to go.
Nick, I hate to assume, but we're catching salmon this weekend, right? We're not catching bluegills or smallmouth bass. This is not an open fishing tournament. This is a salmon fishing tournament, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is open water. Actually, I shouldn't say it's just open water because there's a shore division as well. So it's salmon, trout, Lake Michigan species. So these are the big five that are stocked out there. These are the fun ones to catch. Not that bluegills and bass aren't fun, but these are the big ones. You know, bring your heavy tackle. These fish can get pretty big.
Now, tomorrow is Saturday, July 15th. And once again, we're speaking with Nick Van Gompel, and the event this weekend in Racine, but really all across Lake Michigan, is Salmon-O-Rama 2023. And tomorrow is Family Day. And there's a meat raffle. You can't have a Wisconsin event without a meat raffle. Right. But there's also a free fish boil. Lots of events going on tomorrow. Nick, tell us what the people can come and enjoy, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So those events that you just mentioned are going to be stationed out of the Racine headquarters, and that's at Reef Point Marina right in Racine. So you can obviously Google that and find your way there. And it's all free of charge. So you can show up, have a great time. They're going to have live band as well. So not only can you have some food and meet people, enjoy some time there, but catch some great music as well.
And then this event extends on into Sunday and all in through, looks like all through next week. But Sunday, two in a boat. How does this differ? There's two of us, me and Dom. If we want to participate in this fishing tournament, how does two in a boat differ?
You're already halfway there. You got the two of you just need to find a boat at this point. So,
right. You got a boat we can borrow, Nick?
I'm not driving.
You know, mine's a little plastic boat. It's a one-man vessel for me, but there's a lot of other boats out there. Yeah, tuna boats just as it sounds. You get two guys, one boat, go ahead and go fishing. All the rules for that event are listed on the website. I'm not going to go through all the rules. I'll let people kind of check it out themselves if they're interested. But obviously, you're still fishing for salmon, still fishing for the trout. Bring them back to Racine. That's where that one is based out of. And it's like a one-day event for that. So you go out, and it's really kind of a one-day derby within the eight-day tournament itself. So it's kind of a little unique experience, a little different twist on the whole event. And it's a great opportunity to just try a different aspect of the tournament.
Nick Van Gompel, our fine guest, Salmonorama 2023. The event begins this weekend. It's not limited to this weekend. Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 22nd and the 23rd as well. And Nick, I got to tell you, when I go fishing, I've always got to make a plan B. I particularly like next Wednesday, because you can get a pizza and two beers for $15. That might be the right day for me to attend, sir. But in terms of eating the fish, I see there's the free fish boil on Saturday. I assume there's going to be some fish served this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be on that Saturday, this Saturday, tomorrow, over at the Reef Point Marina. So that'd be at the Salmonorama headquarters. But they have fun events scheduled throughout the whole week. So it's family friendly. Come on down, free of charge, like we said before. So come check it out and, you know, experience. If you haven't ever experienced it before, come check it out and see what it's all about. Two bands. So not only this Saturday, but next Saturday on the 22nd, there's going to be another band that day as well. So there's stuff going on all week long. The schedule is posted on their website as well as Facebook. So if you're curious what, you know, what's going on, which day, go check it out there. And that'd be kind of the source of truth. But there's great fun stuff, great people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. This event goes over super well. Everyone really enjoys it. And it's actually like the 48th year they've done this tournament. So long-standing event, a lot of good history.
Salmon-a-rama.com. So Nick, how does one win the tourney? Is it by weight, by length? Is there different heats? How does it happen?
Yeah, great question. So the tournament itself is kind of a big fish tournament, if you want to think of it that way. You can fish from whatever port you'd like on Lake Michigan, in a boat or even on shore. In fact, there's a shore division, a youth division, a boat division, and a kayak division. So whatever you want to do to get out there, you have the options available to you. Fishing for either king salmon, coho salmon, brown trout, lake trout, or steelhead. And there will be a winner for each of those categories, and then an overall champion is crowned based on the total weight of the fish. So if you catch the biggest fish in the next 8 days and you have a ticket for this tournament, you're taking home a top prize of valued at about this year. It's actually like $32,000, I think.
Whoa, so what?
Really lucrative. Yeah, it's a big top prize. So it's really, really cool tournament to win.
Once again, Nick, we're looking for a boat to borrow. quickly, sir, no charge to come and attend. Is there a charge to participate in the fishing events?
Yes, there is. Yeah, the events that are scheduled at Reef Point Marina throughout the week, those are all free of charge. There's things you can do there, like concessions. Those will obviously carry a fee, but to fish the event, there are various tickets, and those do come at a cost. They're all pretty reasonably priced, if you ask me, but you can get those live. You can buy them in person at some of those weigh-in stations, or you can buy them online.
Got to cut you short. Salmonorama this weekend. Sounds like a hell of a fun time. Thank you, Nick Van Gompel. More Devil's Advocates.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
To announce the indictment of defendant Rex Andrew Heerman, 59 years of age.
Police say Heerman committed multiple murders on Long Island. Again, Suffolk County, New York District Attorney Ray Tierney.
These young women went missing between July of 2007 and September of 2010. They were found in December of 2010 by the Suffolk County Police Department And then there was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Police say re-examined DNA evidence and a new task force helped them crack the cold case. CBS's 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty.
This has been so difficult for all these families. This has been going on and on and on. Megan Waterman, a young woman who disappeared in July of 2010, had a young daughter who's always wondered about what happened to her mother.
Heerman has not been charged in the Waterman case. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For WCFW and 93.5 TAP FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The DNR has issued an air quality advisory statewide for Canadian wildfire smoke. The advisory goes through noon on Sunday. Wildfire smoke arrives in northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening. The DNR said that the air quality will be unhealthy for people with medical conditions, but it won't be as bad as last month, which brought some of the worst air quality to the state in over a decade. Barron County officials said a rabies-infected bat was found in the county. It's the first confirmed case of rabies in an animal in Barron County since 2019. Officials said that you shouldn't go near wild animals, especially if they're not acting normally. If you do get bitten or scratched, wash the wound out right away with soap and water for 10 to 15 minutes. A Chippewa Falls man is charged with 15 felonies after leading law enforcement on multiple chases in Washburn and Burnett counties last month. 50-year-old Chad Rollins received several recklessly endangering safety charges after leading deputies on a chase that reached speeds of 95 miles per hour, at one point going through a campground. He was arrested on June 26. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5
The Tap.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Oh. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank God it is Friday. We're in the Walk Studios, WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw, 101.1 FM. Caw, The Shaw. Thank you to our most recent guest, Nick Van Gompel, on behalf of Samadorama. Now, this sounds like a hell of a fun time. If you find yourself in the Racine area, go down to the shoreline at the marina where they're having a big event. Free bands, free food, beat raffle.
And if you're a competitive fisherman,
32 grand.
Damn right. This is what I'm saying. I mean, how do you know you just don't go to like the salmon farm, pick up the biggest one, throw it in the back of the truck, and
the,
you know, go out there?
The integrity of the fishing tournament has come into question. And if you get caught cheating in a fishing tournament, you could just get brutalized.
You might be sleeping with the fishes.
Yes.
They don't mess around.
Well,
I mean,
they're going for big cash.
Yeah,
prizes,
for sure, right? Man. I know. I didn't know. I guess about 20, 30 years, I became aware of competitive fishing. It is a thing.
Salmon or Ram.
Hit it up. If you're not into the Harley thing, go check it out. We appreciate Nick and the crew at Salmonorama.
That does sound like a good time, man. Dom, we've been getting a few texts. And here's one of them. Okay, boys. I'm only kind of sorry for my profanity-laced texts about your engineering yesterday. Yeah. But on a positive note, no pressure to be great today or even good. Just be on the air live. Yeah,
we lower the standards, baby.
Easy enough, question mark? And then a second profane text. Holy crap, Batman. You're live. And then one here says, dance off with your pants off.
Dance off, pants off, bro.
Well, here's the problem. And Nelly recognizes that we got a problem going on up in here in the WAUK studios. It's intemperate.
It's a little warm. Yeah.
I'm wearing businessy clothes. I got a clean white pressed shirt on, man.
And an undershirt and jeans, man. I don't know how you're doing it.
No socks.
Oh, what?
Or anything else, you know what I'm saying. Oh,
great. Thank you for that.
Just the t-shirt. Just the t-shirt. Dom.
Just a t-shirt? Are you Winnie the Pooh in it over there, man?
If you could say warmer in the studio, I might be. Dominic. You know who would not appreciate that?
What? Who?
Republican U.S. Representatives Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. And I got to tell you, I've known you 30 years. I've seen you naked at least 30 times. This
come on,
is
of course
something of an annual event. I'm not saying it happens every year. Sometimes we go on the road a few times. It happens a few times in the same year. Usually it's a political year when we're out chasing the primaries. I've got a ominous feeling that 2024, I'm going to see you naked more than once.
You very well may.
I very well may. We often share accommodations when we travel. And you are sort of a preferred naked
guy. I'm a naked sleeper. And I'm a naked sleeper, a naked guy in general. Yeah, I'm not a big clothing guy. Clothing optional.
I know. I've known you for a long time. I wish... You would be a little bashful.
Who cares, man? Come on.
Well, clearly you don't.
I do not.
But these Republicans do.
Oh, they do. They're really concerned about my nudity.
Well, not so much your nudity, although I find it troubling. But they're calling for a federal investigation of reportedly like a 10-year-old girl that involved, well, they wanted her involvement in the Madison naked bike ride investigated. And by involvement, they mean she rode a bike naked as a juvenile. Now, if I was Scott Fitzgerald, I'd have a problem with nakedness too. I mean, really. It's been a long time since Scott's seen certain parts of his anatomy while naked. I'm just guessing. Two Wisconsin congressmen are asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate a young girl's involvement in Madison's naked bike ride after local police determined her participation didn't break any state laws. U.S. Reps, Toxic Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, never seen him naked.
I can't believe these guys are reps or congressmen now.
Both Republicans sent a letter to the U.S. DOJ on Friday asking them to investigate a girl's participation in the June event. Naked bike rides are held in multiple cities across the country, including Madison, and they had one recently here in Milwaukee, although not on the same day, right? Unclothed attendees ride bicycles during the event in an effort to promote body positivity and protest oil dependence. Well, see, that's why Tom and Scotty both have issues. It's both the lack of body positivity.
And they love that oil.
And they love the oil. Children are allowed to attend the events with parents or guardians. Here's a quote. I quote Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional CD. The world is in a very dark place when parents and event organizers allow a 10-year-old's indecent exposure in a public bike ride. Tiffany, who represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, said in a press release, it's immoral, harmful, and obscene. Those who allowed it should be held accountable.
What? Obscene? Immoral? I mean, what? Based on what?
Well, I got one more. this from a tweet from Scotty Fitzgerald. Nobody wants to see that man naked. Here's the quote. As if a nude bike ride wasn't indecent enough, it's inconceivable that any parent or caregiver would endanger a minor by allowing them to join in.
Endanger? What are we going to fall off and skin their knees? Endanger how?
Now, Dominic, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice did not immediately respond to these idiots' requests for a comment. Oh, request for comment. My bad. I was reading between the lines here.
Yes.
U.S. Rep. Mark Pocan, a Democrat who represents Madison in the second CD, was not immediately available for comment. The girl, believed to be about 10 years old, was photographed participating in the bike ride with her buttocks visible. The photo was posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's Naked Bike Ride, John Jankowski. And Jankowski and other nudists told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the bike ride is not intended as a sexual event. Yeah, I've never had sex riding a bike, clothed or otherwise.
you're not trying hard enough, Mike.
I can't balance that well. Local police prosecutors and a legal expert agreed that laws related to child pornography and exposing children to harmful materials did not apply.
Curdy, I'll jump in here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting this. While bike ride organizers and nudists say they believe being naked is not lewd behavior, Tiffany and Fitzgerald wrote in their letter to the DOJ that, quote, it is indisputable that indecent exposure is lewd conduct, in parentheticals, obscenity, and is not protected speech. The Madison Police Department investigated the matter earlier this summer and concluded no state laws were violated. A spokeswoman in the case said the case could be reexamined if any additional information came to light and that the girl and her mother would be spoken to about internet safety if they were identified. MPD did not immediately say whether there were any updates to the case as of Friday. The incident surfaced after Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigand, received an email from a constituent with a photo of the girl's participation. Police received other complaints, including from a nudist who was concerned after seeing the photo online. Dane County officials refused to release the photo in question after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel filed a record to request for the email in order to confirm the contents of the photo and not for purposes of publication. The officials said they would not release the photo because if it showed an unclothed juvenile, the public harm that would result from its disclosure would outweigh the legislative presumption in favor of disclosure. Weigand recently gave an interview on Fox News that tells you a whole lot about that guy. And said he will no longer take his children to parts of Madison. Here's a quote.
Stay off the west side. That's where I hang out often.
There's a lot of people that resent God, capital G. And they're trying to stick their nose and stick their finger in his face, capital
H. I don't resent God.
I just don't believe in God. So what has that got to do with this?
If we're the children of God, aren't we all born naked? Isn't that our most godlike state?
And they're doing things that they know are wrong, he told Fox News. He did not return Journal Sentinel's request for a comment late last month in response to the organizer's perspective. The event is not sexual in nature. So the religious wackadoodles want everybody clothed up. And where does it go to that nudity equates to sex? They can't even get over themselves. You know, I mean, what, they're going to want people to cover up their ankles and their shoulders now, too? I mean, what is this? This is the Sharia law. This is canon law. Who cares if people are naked, man? I don't want to see it any more than anybody else, but don't people have a right? Men can take their shirts off, but women can't, and this is a protest. And at what point does it become lewd and obscene?
No one wants to see you with your shirt off, Tom.
What point does it become lewd and obscene? I mean, see little baby, little toddlers, you know, 1, 2, scooting around naked. That's the cutest thing ever. It's so damn cute. So at what point does it become lewd and obscene to the Republicans? What year exactly? I mean, this person was with their parents. Are those who attend nudist colonies and engage in the lifestyle, are they endangering their children because they see people naked? I mean, really? That's it? I'm not talking like naked having sex, porno naked. I'm talking about just hanging out, walking down the street naked. Nobody cares. I don't care.
Sin.
Whatever. What does that mean?
If only they hadn't eaten from that apple down in the garden. God.
See what I'm saying? What? I mean, you can believe whatever the hell you want, but when you start taking your wackadoodle religion and implying that some parents are putting their daughters or kids in sexual danger because they're nude, because they happen to be nude at a nude bike race where everybody's nude? You know, Fitzgerald and Tiffany, if you guys got nude, maybe you wouldn't be so uptight. Let's try it sometime. Smoke a joint, too. Just saying.
Before or after you get naked?
Whatever works for you, both.
Naked joint smoking.
Yeah, come on.
But never on a bike, because that could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous.
Couldn't the whole process of riding a bike naked, isn't there a little danger implied? Like, I've skinned my knees. I don't want to skin any other parts. You know what I mean?
Certainly. I mean, keep your bike seat on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it could be bad.
I never considered otherwise. Thanks for giving me that
visual. But what is it about the Republicans that want to... Do you think, Kurt, if this is obscene, a 9 or 10-year-old girl participating in a nude protest with her parents? Do you have a problem with that? I have zero problem with
that. Well, I don't, and I think it's really up to her family. And I would say she wasn't, you know, put in a sexualized situation.
Of course, right.
She's riding a bike down the street.
But here,
being naked is not sex.
Tell that to the Republicans. They think it is. If you're naked, it's automatically sex. That's all they can think about. That's all they can think about. Because what? They don't get enough? Their worldview is so small? I mean, hell, a few, you know, 20, maybe 100 years ago, if they saw an ankle, they'd have to run off to their bathroom quick. You know what I'm saying? These guys got to get over themselves. We are born naked. We're going to be... We are naked. This is, we cover ourselves when it's cold.
You
we
will
take
probably die naked. I know you almost said that.
No,
but
I hope I do. I hope I do.
Coin flip chance.
I hope I do. If I'm so lucky. It is just, and why? I mean, these culture wars, I mean, no one's insinuating anything. Nothing happened. There's no danger here. There's just a bunch of white old
danger, Will
Christian
Robinson.
Men mad that someone's having a good time without
them. You know what this all entirely stems from? Right-wing talk radio.
And religion.
And right-wing talk radio. Your girl, Vicky McKenna, has been out there pushing the indecency of all this. Now, she doesn't have any children of her own. Dog children, I understand. You know, some treat them like they're real.
Right.
But she doesn't have her own children. She's probably not seen her kids run around the house naked like many of us have. I've seen my kids run around the house naked.
Of course.
We used to have a pool in the back. We take Caden's diaper off, just throw him in the pool.
I mean, yes, of course. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, naked. Is that sexual? Of course not. What is wrong with your mind? I mean, really, for real, if nudity automatically equates to sex. I mean, you can have sex with your clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me?
It's 76 degrees in here. I'm about to get naked.
Don't do that. I don't want to see that.
I hope Scott Fitzgerald's not watching. He might find it indecent.
Oh, it's definitely indecent.
Or really sexy.
Maybe that's what they're really concerned about, Mike.
Come back, Devil's Advocates, live in the Shaw. It's hot in here.
I got a grievance. This is BS, man.
It's literally quite warm in here. We might start stripping some clothes and taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And Scotty Fitzgerald's estimation, that'd be us bringing sexy back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy with isolated storms around tonight. Some could be strong with brief gusty winds and hail. A low close to 60. Hazy sun tomorrow, high low 80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Isolated storms again around Sunday, breezy and near 80. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm going to see Green Day tonight down at the Harley Fest.
You lived the life of Riley.
But we're going to take your calls now, airing the grievances, 844-967-2789. My grievance, this article, this whole thing, the naked bike ride, right, to promote, what, body positivity and protest oil dependency. According to the Republicans in this state, is immoral, is lewd, and apparently it's resentful of God, and we're trying to stick our nose and finger in his face.
Well, one of the texters says it's their puritanical ideology, Dom.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I think it's right-wing talk radio. I think they're being inspired to this by Vicky and her ilk. I've heard Vicky specifically hammering this, like, "Oh, somebody call the cops already!" You know, she's always
because of the child, or because of this general nudity of adults.
They should get to the bottom of it. There should be an investigation, and somebody should be prosecuted under what charges. I'm not entirely clear.
Right? Who was harmed?
But somebody's got a feeling something doesn't feel right. Apparently, Vicky wasn't hugged enough as a child.
Maybe. I give her hugs, man. Not enough.
She gave me a hug, and that really kind of creeped me out a little bit. It was sort of an unwanted hug. I felt
all right. So
a little like a victim for a moment.
As the nudist in me, of course, no big deal. Republicans losing their freaking minds about nudity again,
like
always.
A hedonist, pagan,
but what consenting
atheist
adults do is fine. And if a nudist wants to bring their kid to a nudist protest naked, I'm also fine with that. No, I mean, that's such a far cry from child pornography and lewdness and all that. I mean, if you consider the human body, I mean, this is what they did, right? I was in Italy in April, right? There's naked men all over the place, you know, and
on the streets. Are there you and Bill Press
yeah,
on the
streets,
Roman fountains?
On the streets, all the statues, man. There's naked men everywhere. Not enough naked women, unless you go to some of the other museums that Bill pointed me to. But the point being.
Of course he did.
The point being,
is there a point?
It's not a big deal. I mean, we're naked. People are naked. We have genitalia. Oh my goodness! So we have breasts and these things happen, and toes and fingers and butts. So what? Yes, we have these things, and everybody, consenting adults have sex, and people, you know, defecate. You know, these things are.
I don't need to know that.
This is science. These things happen. This is humanity. And this is what you're going to get to? This is what you're going to get to? Prosecute someone for being naked? I mean, oh my God, people, get over yourself.
I did tell you last Friday night, I found the weather conditions impeccable. I talked about this off air, but since we're on this topic, I sat on the back porch completely naked up at the cabin.
Yeah, right.
I've never done that. Like, just out in my glory.
Feels good, right?
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
The best part? No skeeters.
Absolutely, yeah.
Light breeze on the hill there. Yeah. No skeeters, because that was my concern.
Well, if there's mosquitoes, I'm not a nudist, man.
Now, I have been skinny dipping only once in my life. Pettibone. Lacrosse.
Really? Only one time?
Well, that you need to know about. You know, in a public place outside of the pool in my yard once or twice. I don't ever recall. I've been naked in a hot tub once or twice.
That'll happen.
Less often publicly than perhaps you enjoy. Let's get to the phones.
844-967-2789. Nakedness, good or bad? Who's your Bob? What's your thought?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Awesome, man.
I'm glad you've got some of these electronic problems figured out a little bit.
A little bit.
Me too, man.
Just a skosh.
On the nudity.
Yes.
And I'm trying to pull a story I heard 2 months ago, maybe. And it was probably down in Florida. There was an art class in school that had a painting of Michelangelo's David on the wall. One person in the entire school district took offense to it, said it was obscene, and forced the school district to remove the painting.
One of the finest works of art of mankind. Oh, no, it's got a penis on it. Are you kidding me, man?
Exactly. That was what it was. So, you know.
Bob, you ever been skinny dipping? You ever been naked in public?
Yeah.
Riding a bike or otherwise? Yeah. I don't ride bikes.
Well, I don't ride bikes that way. That's why the only maker of cups is a company called Bike. No. But yes, I have been exposed.
Are you naked now, Bob? Are you feeling a breeze on the nether regions right as we speak?
Do you want to see my 72-year-old body naked?
I don't. Well,
I mean, if that's
I really don't, but I want you to be comfortable, man. So thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome, Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know, it's a great topic because talking about cultural shock and inadequate understanding of what America is all about. Because when you come in here, you think it's the most free and liberal and acceptable country in the world, which works exactly the opposite. We were in Florida several years ago, and it's like six or seven girls and all my friends, and we came from a different cities of Europe, and meet for 2 weeks in Florida. So we are on the beach, and we're topless. Guess what? The lady would come to us and actually being unhappy and threaten us to call the police so they can remove us from the beach because this is not a nudist beach.
There is a nudist beach on Miami Beach. Dom and I stayed right down from the nudist beach when we were down there June of 19. Although we never made it to the nudist beach because Dom's always nude.
I'm topless.
Right. There is a difference.
And when we ask, what's the reason? Why are you so paranoid about my breath? They told me it's because of kids. Now, about kids, those kids shouldn't know. Those kids shouldn't be afraid or feel any kind of ways until there are at least like teenagers that part of their naked body are seen. They
got to cut you short, Karina. One of the texters thought the Fitzgerald issue is because he only sees naked in strip clubs.
Nice.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.